Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, hey, testing 1, 2, 3. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. What are we going to do on this fucking show today? I have no idea. Oh, fuck. Where the fuck are there? The glasses. You always have to have your glasses. So this time last year, all right, man. I don't know what we're going to do, but I kind of let that thing go. Okay, here we go. Let me see something. Watching this Discovery of Witches. Have you seen this? It's pretty good. It's got Matthew Good in it, who I've always liked. Matthew Good was in Downton Abbey, The Crown. He's a relatively new face, not entirely. I mean, he's done a lot of really good stuff, and he's a good, powerful actor. And he plays the vampire in this thing, because this is a story of a world filled with vampires, witches, and demons. Even though they are coexisting with humans, they got their own little kind of reality going on that has to exist without fucking with the humans too much. Otherwise, the humans will go, hey, wait a minute, there's a whole bunch of vampires and demons and witches. Let's destroy them. So they have to chill. While that's all going on, they have jealousies and intrigues and a lot of turf that's being violated, shit like that. It's pretty, I like it, you know. But I don't imagine that has any fucking thing to do with what it is we're trying to do on this show. I don't think, I don't know if what, Bobby could come out and talk about it. Don Berman, Channel 19 News. See, when's the last time we had Bobby on? There's Tedmas is coming up. All right. We did Don Berman. We did Jay Santos, Tom Dovka, and Frank Gray, Bobby Dooley Bonanza, Bob Green, Steve Bozell, Roy Hutchins, Ted Bell again. What do we do, Ted Bell, man? Bite another towel. Bite another towel. Where is Ted? Ted is making... Oh, well, we did a Ted Bell... Okay, let me look at there. Steve Bozell, Ted Bell, Bugs Casper, and Gloria. That's Elcott. David G. Hall. Larry Grover. I think a lot of people like Larry. Chef Chedilia. Major Elvis Newton. This would be Bobby and Steve Dooley. So we did Bobby and Steve Dooley back on November the 19th.
I think we should do Larry Grover, you know.
And mother thinks that she is part of this world of witches and demons.
No, I don't, Larry.
Well, mother, you were saying you're going to woo. You remember when you were trying to cast a spell?
I did that, Larry, to mess with you and your mind. Okay?
Oh, to mess with me and my mind?
Yes, because, Larry, you were with Bentina.
Yes, I was with a young lady. I know a young lady from the print shop, Phil, Bentina Oskin. Bentina Osbus.
And she and Larry were holding hands, and they were watching this Discovery of Witches, Phil. Have you seen it?
Actually, yeah, we're watching it on TV right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, Larry and Bettina were watching this, and so I came running into the living room.
This is what's embarrassing, Mother.
Wait, Larry. I came running into the living room, and I went, woo! And I came running into the living room, and in
the liver room?
The living room, Larry, don't piss me off, okay?
All right, fine.
I came running into the living room as they're watching, and I said, the vampires are here. They have the bloodlust, the blood rage, and I'm a witch, and I have witch wind. And I said, I have witch wind, okay?
Well, okay, now let people know, witch wind is a part of the powers of the witch in this film, Discovery Witches.
Yes. And I said, ooh, it's witch wind. And I cut a fart.
Yeah. How do you like that, Phil?
I don't think she'd do that in front of Larry's date, though.
Oh, Larry, I immediately turned a fan on.
What the fuck? This guy's mother.
I don't, Phil, it's, and I went, ee. It's the discovery of witches.
Well, I've been watching it along with Jackie. We like it.
Well, what do you like about it?
I don't know what this is, Phil.
It's one of the episodics on Netflix. Has Matthew Good, who's an actor that I like, and some other people, and it's about essentially modern times where, unbeknownst to humans, there's an entire, you know, subspecies. There's people like demons and witches.
Yeah, there's demons and witches and goblins. Right, Phil?
Demons, witches, and vampires.
Yes, vampires. But also goblins and ghouls.
I didn't remember them saying anything about that.
Okay, so what is it? It's just a big fantasy?
No, it really exists. Of course it's a fantasy, Larry.
All right, Mother, what's the point of this? All I know is you came running into the room going, it's witch wind, fart.
God, I wish I hadn't got out of bed that morning.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm not even really sure what it's about.
You don't get it.
Well, I mean, I know that they're looking for the Book of Life.
Yeah, this young lady, Diana, is the character's name. She's looking for the Book of Life, and she has to go back in time. So her husband, played by Matthew Good, is a vampire.
Right.
And he says, "Let's go back in time." They lift one leg up.
Oh, here we go. They lift up a leg and do what?
No, Larry. Clean your mind up. They lift up a leg, and that transports them back in time.
But that's the witch that does it.
Oh, I thought it was a vampire.
No, the witch takes them back, and now they begin this long journey through various lands and meeting different personalities, some of whom are actual real historical figures. This King Rudolf of Bohemia, they meet him.
He's a real guy.
He was a real person from history, yeah. And I don't know what the hell they want from him.
Well, a lot of it is just to be weird. See, the whole thing with these shows, Phil, is they've got to get weird. The Netflix bought something. They want it to look weird. They don't care if anyone understands it.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Well, all right, you know, whatever you say. You don't understand it, though, do you?
Not really, no.
But it's weird, it looks weird, and you're enjoying it.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's great. So why are we... So anyway, I think Mother... Mother is going overboard. If you think that you're part of some world, Mother...
Well, when I saw the witches and the demons, and I thought, yeah, overlords, ooh... Why can't you let me have that fantasy?
Because you danced into the room and go, witch wind, you blow one off, fuck.
I think that Elcott, the next step, needs to graduate to that level where we can be like a demon or a vampire, you know, Phil?
Well, I if you're speaking seriously, I think you need to either go see a doctor or...
Oh, right. Sure.
Well, Mother, what do you think is going to happen?
I just feel I wish to God we could do something more than just sit around with our fingers in our asses every week.
Gloria Grover is very disappointed. Elcott, the next step, that you don't have magical powers.
I wish that we could. I think that the Elcotta and the Elcotti, the big thick one, we could develop some kind of powers.
We got Bugs Wilcott, formerly Dr. Elcott. What do you think, Doc?
Well, hello, Gloria.
Yes, hi. Yes, how are you, Bugs?
I'm fine. I think that for us to...
You know, every time I hear you come on with a hey, it really starts to grind my jaws.
I understand that, Gloria, but Elcott, the next step, is not about magical, mystical powers, you prancing into a room, cutting a fart, and then leaving for your son to deal with the aftermath. It's not about any of that. Elcott, the next step, is an application for life, where we are able to move through life successfully, whether we have different strains, different challenges. It's not about waving a magic wand and turning someone into a fucking cat! Okay, you cunt? Because...
Oh, my... Did you hear that?
I heard it, yeah. I didn't believe it.
Did you hear it, Larry?
I did. I couldn't believe... Listen, Dr. or whatever your name is...
It's Bugs Wilcott.
That was very uncharacteristic of what's the guy's name?
His name is Bugs... Are you guys... What's with you anyway, Philly? You know... Phil, are you getting your Wheaties in the morning? Do you need to take vitamins?
Actually, no. I take a daily dose of vitamins and iron and all that stuff.
Yeah, I bet you got a daily dose.
Jesus Christ.
You know, Phil...
Okay, thanks a lot, Gloria.
You know, Phil, I think that what we're asking for...
What it sounds to me like what you're... I can't get involved in this, you know.
Exactly, Mr. Eddie. You can't get involved in it because there's no answer to it.
Now, the question is... Okay, let me